So from there, we'll from there we'll take another wee sail. It's a beautiful sail from St. Bart's down to my favourite island in the Caribbean, to Nevis. And we get there, it's an all-night sail, and it's usually a beautiful sail past the very dramatic coastline of St. Kitts. Then we get down to Nevis, and my favourite story time, because Nevis is a lot of fond memories of Nevis. And I go there and I tell the people all about the town of Nevis and the tidal waves and the volcanoes and the da-da, and of course there's a great golf course there that I try and play whenever I can. But the history in Nevis is remarkable, and one of the great heroes, the heroes out of the UK, is, you may have heard of him, Nelson, Admiral Nelson, Lord Nelson, Nelson Square, da-da-da-da, Trafalgar Square in London. And he hung out there, and he was a bad lad to the Americans, because he sailed in there, and he strict orders by the king, King George I, to sail in and do away with any American merchant ships doing business with the colonies. And he sailed into Nevis, guns blazing, and sank four merchant ships right in the harbor where we anchor. And he promptly arrested by the local magistrate on Nevis, and charged with murder. And he fought this trial for 5 months, long in those days no sat phones or faxes, and it took them that long to dispatch a ship back to England and come back with a full royal pardon. And Nelson was given a royal pardon. While he was there, he met one of the locals, Fanny Nesbitt, the daughter of a plantation owner who he married, and their story goes down in history. He is one of my heroes because he was mad as a hatter. Now, he was. This is how egotistical he was. When he died, they went into his home to do the sale. There was 147 paintings in his home, all of him. That was the only thing hanging on the wall. 147 pictures of Nelson. He was mad, and he was brilliant in battle because he didn't care. He wanted to die in battle. And he'd go steaming into the, didn't care, it was the Danish, the French, the Spanish, he didn't care. He was always first in line, guns blazing, and he stood on the quarterdeck of his ship, full naval uniform, gold everything, hat everything, and he'd stand there and he'd go, "Come on, you French bastards, shoot me!" And they did, quite a lot, actually. Six times they shot him, he'd take his arm off, take his eye out, all kinds of shit happened to him. He'd fall to the deck, and he wasn't mad, he was happy. And he clutches his latest wound and he go, "Ah, my happy man died for king and country." And the crew would rush over and they say, no, Skip, it's just a flesh wound." And he go, "Oh, shit." And up he'd get again and they'd patch him up and he'd sail off into the next battle. "Come on, you French bastard, shoot me." And they would, they'd shoot him again. Down he'd go, no, it's just a flesh wound. "Oh, fuck." And then up he'd get again. And this went on six times until eventually copped it at Trafalgar in October 1805, and he was standing on his quarterdeck, full uniform, and the French sniper took him out. Boom. I've seen the uniform he wore that day. The musket ball entered his shoulder, shattered his spine, lodged in his liver, and he fell to the deck, clutching his wound, and he lay there. "I'm a happy man, died for king and country." And the crew rushed over and said, "Yep, you're right this time, Skip. You're fucked." And there he was. And they carted him to the bowels of the ship where he lay in terrible pain for 6 hours. And prior to his death, every English schoolboy, British schoolboy, gets to hear his final words were, "Kiss me, Hardy," to his longtime captain and companion, Captain Hardy. He goes, "Kiss me, Hardy." kiss my Hardy. No. I always say that. I don't know. "Kiss my hard on." they say, "Kiss me, Hardy." And they, you know, apparently that was his last words, and he died. And the historians have always had a hard time with that one, because there's this bulldog of a sea captain, didn't give a shit, always into first into battle. The last thing he's going to do is kiss me to another guy. And so they think what he said was kismet, Hardy, fate, Hardy. And he died. It was a glorious death. And but this has been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt what his final words were. It's about a year back now. They found in a sea chest in an attic in London, Captain Hardy's sea chest and his journals and his diaries. And it's been proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the final words of Lord Nelson that day were, in fact, "Kiss me, Hardy." To which Hardy replied, "You bitch, I've been waiting 25 years to hear that, and now you tell me." All right. A little twist on history there. But Nelson, the love of his sailors was so good. This is an amazing story, just to finish it up, that he was dead, and they didn't know how to get him back to London. It was 8 weeks away by boat. No air conditioning in those days. So they said, how are we going to get him back? Because he wanted to be buried on land. A lot of sailors in those days wanted to be buried on land. And somebody said, a barrel of brandy. So they got a barrel of brandy, and they stuffed the good admiral in the barrel of brandy, nailed it shut. 8 weeks later, they shipped it back to London, popped the lid, and there he was. Some say with a smile, perfectly preserved. And there was Nelson's, and they buried him. And the love of his sailors was so great, they asked for the barrel of brandy, which they promptly drank. True story. And to this day in the Royal Navy, brandy is known as Nelson's blood. There you go. That's my French Nelson's Nevis story time. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.